I guess I can go to work about anywhere. And that's what I'm looking forward to, for that time to get here. You know, I told y'all on the last tape I sent y'all, I told you that Tommy was wanting to use a recorder to make a tape to his mother and dad. And well, he made one side of it and he never did finish it. He's asked me again today if he could use this one to finish it out this evening, since they got on him up there and everything about, you know, he's saying he got hurt, first one thing or another. I told him, yeah, he could use it. And I'm going to let him use it. I got pretty mad the other night. I mean, they'd been using the recorder for taping some music and everything. And just between us, they all like to use the recorder, but they don't like to buy no batteries or nothing like that for it. So I've quit letting just about anybody use it except myself, because if I don't, well, I'd end up buying a new one. And I'll let him use it to make it into his mother and dad to finish it out. But if, just like when I thought mine went bad, I asked him and a couple of other boys have been using it if they wanted to go in together and buy a nice tape recorder. Then we'd draw names when we left here, and one that drew the lucky number could get it. Well, they said they didn't think they'd have the money to do that. I guess they thought at that time this and here would never be fixed again, so. Anyway, I don't mind helping anybody. I don't mind, like, letting them bore you first one thing or another, but I don't like for them to mess with me either, and you know what I mean. And so this recorder won't be used for nothing anymore, other than making takes home to you and Linda and, you know, all of y'all back home. And like I said, I'll let Tommy use it today, make it to his mother and dad, because I'm sure they're really worried about him. And I hate for them to be worrying about him like they do. Mother and dad, I was sitting there trying to think of something to say. And I just fixing to go up the tent. Y'all asked me about Larry in your last tape. And I was fixing to go up there and let him say a word or two. He's got guards. Just a minute. He's got guard duty with me tonight. Hold on. There's just some plane landing over the air base over there. But he's got guard duty with me tonight. And I'm adding we'll be on the same post and everything. But like I said, I was fixing to go up to his tent and let him say something. Just so happened that he's coming back from the shower. And so here's old Larry. I'm going to let y'all hear him say hi and whatever he might want to say to y'all. Like I said, he always talks about y'all a lot and everything. And he wants to say a word or two, and I'll let him talk, and then I'll finish this when he gets through. Here you go, Larry.
Well, I just walked back from the shower, and Gene hollered at me, told me to come in here and say a few words. I knew y'all had asked about me. And it's nice to know that somebody cares. Of course, there's no need to be worrying, like we've all said many and many times, that we're as safe over here as we would be back in the States. Probably safer over here after all that trouble that's going on up in there. Of course, there's a remedy to that, but they probably won't use that way. But I just wanted to say hi and tell all of you that we're thinking of you every day, and we remember y'all in our prayers as y'all remember us. And I about run out of things to say, so I'll give it back to Gene now.
Mom, Dad, we just, Larry just finished that, and just he did, well, this other real good friend of mine, Bob Mulder, y'all have heard me talk about him a number of times. He's from Arlington, Texas. We went all the way through Stewart together, and he just walked in just as Larry got through, and I'm trying to get him to say hi to y'all. I think he's just bashful or something. And anyway, I'm gonna make him say something if it's just high. So here's one of the old Fort Worth Cowtown boys from back home gonna say hi.
Here, boss.
Well, I really don't.
It's ready.
I really don't know much to say, but we're over here, and I know Gene, he's lonesome to come home, and I know he misses y'all a lot, and I know y'all miss him, and I know I was just home a few days ago, and I really enjoyed myself, and I was intending to come by and see everybody, but I just didn't quite make it, so I just thought I'd say hi, and may God be with y'all, everyone.
Okay, that's old Bob. Well, he's gone out of here now. That was Bob Mulder. I think I told y'all in the letter. His dad passed away last month or a little earlier. And he went home on emergency leave. And really, I don't know why he ever came back, because he's the only boy in the family. And I know he could have gotten a compassionate reassignment to the States if he had tried. But he hadn't got but, I think, 3 months or something left in service, and he gets out. But he came on back. I guess a lot of people look at things a lot different than me. I mean, but I can't see why he ever came back. Naturally, I hope and pray to God above, and that I don't never have to come home for a reason like that. I just don't believe I could take it if I ever had to, but him being the only boy there and everything, it looks to me like he'd try to stay home with his wife, but he didn't. But anyway, like I said, a lot of people look at things a lot of different ways. Well, I said I was going to try to finish this tape today, but I hadn't got but about 20 minutes now, and I'm going out to guard mount. So if I don't get to finish it, well, I'll finish it tomorrow. And I'll have off, I know I'll have off half a day tomorrow, because I won't get back in until 7 o'clock in the morning, 7 or 7:30. And they can't make us do anything until 1 o'clock then. But I feel sure that I can talk to old Sergeant Garrell. He's our platoon sergeant. I feel sure I can talk to him. He'll give me the rest of the day off. He's pretty good. I mean, when I need to do something or something, well, I tell him, and he usually works it around and to where I can get off, unless it's just something that I have to do if he's short of men or something, you know. And I feel sure that he'll work it out before I can get the day off. I'm not worried about that. I want to go up to PX. I got this picture album I told y'all I got for Linda and I. I'd like to get that mailed and get up to the post office, get it mailed. And there's still a couple of things I need to get. I don't know what all. I got my stationery the other day and my shaving stuff, and that's about the most important thing really. But I want to see if I can find some tapes, you know, so I can be making more home. And I've been wanting to get Linda's birthday, you know, she's got a birthday coming up about the same time I have. I wanted to see if I couldn't pay down on her birthday present up at the PX, because like I said, I don't draw much money, and her birthday's in September. Hers is September the 28th. Y'all might send her a birthday card on that day. I'm sure she'd enjoy it. But anyway, thought I'd pay a little bit on it now, pay a little bit on it next month, and get it out. That way, it wouldn't all come out at once, you know. So I want to try to do that tomorrow. And then I guess I'll just lay around and take it easy the rest of the day. Write y'all some letters, and I need to write her mother and dad, and first one thing another, and get caught up on some letter writing. And Invite some of the folks back home. There ain't nothing I'd rather do past time than make tapes or write letters. That brings me about as close to y'all as I can be right now. Unfortunately, I wish I could be there with y'all. Wish we could all be together. But, you know, like I always say, I've learned to accept the things I cannot change. And then we just have to stick up and think about the future. It's coming, the time's gonna come, we'll all be together again. And I'll be glad when it gets here, naturally. Mom, you're not working now. I'm gonna tell you something. Your old son's expecting you to fix him some cookies and stuff to send to me. You said you would. I hate to always be asking you for something. Linda sends me cookies a lot. They don't last long. When she does, they go in a hurry, so I won't be expecting you to send me some cookies here pretty quick. Cookies and peanuts or something. I don't know, it just always tickled me to get a package from back home. And I really enjoy it. I've told you that in the letters. So, you get busy, okay? Get that new stove of yours cooking. And, well, I about run out of words. I got a little bit of tape left here, so I don't know what I'm going to say on the rest of it. I'm going to cut it off and think for a minute or two. I'm going to have to fall out here in a minute and get ready for old guard mount. And I'll say some more in just a second. Hold on. Well, y'all, I can't think of nothing else to say right now, so I'm going to go on out here and get ready for guard. They'll all be out there in formation in a minute. And I'll make out what little tape I got left tomorrow when I get off. And I love all of you. Bye-bye. We'll talk to you later. So, bye-bye. Good morning, everybody. Well, I'm back. Got off of old guard. Monday morning now. It's 7:35 right now. I just got in. Everybody's gone. So I want to try to finish this out so I could get it in the mail by the time they had noon mail call. I got it made now. All I got to do is just lay around here, take it easy today. So I guess I'll catch me a couple hours sleep a little bit. Get up, take me a shower and everything, go to pay call. Then I'll have to go on, see if I can get all the stuff taken care of that I needed to do this afternoon. I talked to old Sarge this morning. I got off guard, and like I told y'all, I thought he'd let me have a day off, and he did. Told me to go ahead and take the whole day off, so everything's cool and precision. Everything went just calm as could be last night. It was misty rain, biggest part of the night. I pulled three, on three and off three. Me and Freddie Williams pulled from 6 to 9. A couple more boys pulled from 9 to 12, and then we pulled from 12 to 3, and they pulled from 3 to 6. And then we all had to get up, be there when they come around to check the guards out this morning. So everything's fine and dandy, and no trouble at all. And everything is A-okay. All I can say right now is I'm pretty tired. About ready to get me some sleep. But I want to make this to y'all. Say good morning to y'all first. I didn't know it until this morning, but Tommy had machine gun guard last night. I was on perimeter guard. He was on machine gun guard. I was on post number 2, and he was on up the berm up about post number 6 somewhere. He swaggled, came in. He said that, I don't know if I want to go get some breakfast with him. I told him I done went over and had a cup of coffee. And so he's gone over there now. I guess he'll have the day off today too. And
looks pretty tired too. See, we got two setups on guards. Dad, you can explain that to all of them, you know what I'm talking about. Well, let's forget the guard situation now. Talk about the world or something. I didn't get no mail, an evening mail call yesterday either. The last letter I got from Linda was postmarked 26 though, so I guess that's why, like I said, I got two letters from her Saturday, and that's probably why I didn't get one last yesterday, you know, or at noon or evening mail call. I feel sure I get a letter from her today. As soon as I do, well, I sit down and write her again. I write her every day that goes around. Well, sometimes I miss a day, but it's not by fault of mine, it's choice of mine, because I have to sometimes, I can't help it. But most of the time, nearly all the time, I write her every day. I count my letters I got from her the other day, and I've got right at 100 and some letters since I've been here from just Linda, not counting ones I've got from y'all and everything. And I may have started sounding different there for a little bit. I had to change the speed on this thing. Looks like it's slowing down or something. My batteries might be getting weak. Throw some new ones in it later, something. And get it all worked out good again. Well, y'all, there's just a little bit of this tape left here, so I'll be signing it off here in a minute. Like I said, catch a little bit of sleep and get up after a while, get cleaned up and everything, shave. First one thing, another. Go down and hope there's some warm water down the shower. And it goes off. Y'all know I'm closing my love to all of you. Won't be long now, I'll be home. So, be there. Be saying 7 months and days before long. Actually, it was really 8 months, but 7 months and days sounds a lot better. The time can't get here soon enough. The sooner it is, the happier I'll be. I'll be glad to get back to Georgia and get Lyndon. Head on up towards Texas and decide where we're going to make our home. Probably land somewhere down around New Orleans, Louisiana. Feel sure that's about where we'll live. I'll probably be able to find a good job there. Anyway, y'all can come see us, and we can come see y'all. It'll be a good trip in between from her folks and my folks, everything. So, yeah, I'll try to get y'all a letter in the mail next day or so, and hope y'all enjoy this tape. I've enjoyed making it to all of you. And y'all send me one now. Get me one and right on back here, because I really enjoy it. And it really does help me when I get the tapes from home. So y'all just keep the tapes coming. Well, this has run out, so I'll say bye-bye for now. It's going off any second. And God bless all of you.